This is Dr. Bill Dingell, hour two of the NutriMedical Report on Tuesday the 11th, and we are going to be continuing talking about all kinds of amazing things. Just to go over the upgrades, now, number one, we get our contract signed today with Genesis Network. We'll be back on March 1. The show will be at the same time as it has been all along, at 2 to 5 p.m. Central Time, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific. We will be doing parallel broadcasting on our Vimeo live stream to YouTube and Facebook network. So while we're doing the radio show, we'll actually have video. Some of our guests will actually be on screen, on the video screen, while they're actually talking live on the audio as well. So we're going to be doing audio video. In other words, we'll be doing Genesis Network show. We'll have 6-minute commercial breaks. We'll be doing our commercials on video that'll be separate from the Genesis commercials. We will also be bringing on and doing many more video podcasts after the show, as well as live multi-site conferences. So rather than you having to fly somewhere, we'll actually be doing live conferences where you can be on the beach or in your home or, you know, in your garage doing stuff, and you can be actually participating in conferences around the world on all kinds of topics, from health to geopolitical, etc. We're going to be doing multi-site conferences that will be online here in the next few months. Just go over some of our buttons here. The Shop by Products button. I'm going to go down through this for a few moments. We have our A to Z products. We have a few new products we added. We have direct labs. We have up to 50 labs that I do in consultation. We've got epigenetic field therapy with our various devices, including my epigenetic field antenna system, which I'm going to put back up with a new broadcaster. We have a legacy emergency food. You want to get your food supplies because the medical martial law is coming to America probably by the summer. Lumen Photon and Fred Light therapy pads. And by the way, when you have sales like this Friday, Saturday for over my birthday, you'll save an additional 7%. Medical consults. You need to sign up for my First Nations Medical Board. I'm also look like I'm working on getting signed up with the naturopathic board as a naturopathic MD here in California. We have the monoatomic minerals, liposomal. Those are available. They're amazing. Peptides, and we're soon going to be adding exosomes as well. The peptides are for organ regeneration. Pure water systems. We have now added the BEV 500 auto flush system, which is amazing. And the whole home system. Sonic Life. This is the best exercise machine, whole body exercise. No matter what other exercise you do, you want a Sonic Life. And we have the full tables of exercise you can do with it. It also can do epigenetic field therapy like my sabbathodynamic frequencies. And you can't get a better price from anybody else because we work with the main guy that's got the distributorship for North America from South Korea, Jim Cole. Summit Hyperbaric Chambers, these are very important, and we can only pay for those on either lease or cash, or check, I mean. We do not take credit card on the large items. But you'll need to have a consult in order to purchase one of these machines because you need to know what other supplements to take. Same with our advanced pulse magnetic field therapies. We have our Vimeo and YouTube channels. We also have a private channel. You won't see the link here, but over at Deagle Network and Clay and Iron. And I'll be putting up a number of videos on my refurbished and re-broadcast. Many of these things dealing with geopolitical health and other issues will be up on my private Vimeo channel. Then how to win in court. If you go to the top here again, you get the health concerns. I have a branch sheet questionnaire. It's all free. I'll be putting up thousands of questions there, and it'll tell you, number one, what products to take, what protocols it'll bring you to, including the videos. It'll also give you conclusions of what things you should do with your local doctor and whether you need a consult or not, all by AI, which I'm building myself. We have the media links here, media for our archives and articles. That includes things like our NutriMedical Report radio show archives, the Deagle Network audio and video, news by category, news by date, links to the news over at Clay and Iron, etc., and our DVDs and our other books, etc., over at Clay and Iron, which are all the previous conferences. We've got the About Us, which talks about a little bit of my CV, but it's very complex. I've done a lot of things. Just to summarize, I graduated from high school in 1970. Finished my PhD in 1973 in oceanography and genetics. Graduated medical school in 1977. By the way, on my graduation day, I was offered to go work for the Vatican and the Pope, and I turned it down. I graduated residency after internal medicine, family medicine, 1980. Since I've been board certified, family and internal medicine, done every kind of surgery except open heart and brain, trauma, burn unit, ICU, as infectious disease, occupational medicine, toxicology, research in pain, research in toxicology of cancer and diabetes, many other conditions, added magnesium to the ACLS protocol, many others. And since then, we got turned into a spook 26 years ago, working on classified projects. 1997, worked with the federal government in Operation Top, basically dealing with bioterrorism for the federal government, Operation Dark Winter, etc. Right now, actually, we're on the step of just being a few steps away from being a direct, if you want to call it, counselor for the president on bioterrorism and nuclear defense against incoming missiles with an advanced system that's going to replace the brain pebbles idea that was never actually operated on. Our wellness protocols, we have you subscribe to that. It's $9.95 a month or $95 a year. You get access to the 400-plus health protocols, and I'm doing updates on that. The contact us. You can contact us for a free starter protocol. 98% of my consults are free. You can also give testimonials. We even put up a testimonial link if you want to show yourself, you know, doing something fun at whatever age you are, showing your athletics off and how well your health you are. We have questions for the firing line and a feedback form, so that's also available. We're going to take a break now for a few moments, and we are going to go to our look at have a look at some of our other nutraceuticals for a few minutes, and we'll be back, and we hopefully will get Greg Ford on for the remainder of this hour after we take a break.
CalmMind and BrainMag are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross, which crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products. 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well, with no toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Nichols' brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolic, folic acid, patented formula for 5-methylfolate. As herbs, ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniaira, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as lymphocytine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com and take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and fluid resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics, and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchase any products, and advanced videotape consultations. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology, but especially Friday, Firing Line, is is the first hour with the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you with logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, Starter. And if you purchase a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. CardiVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin, to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, and anthocyanidins, about the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Rib Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
We're going to be contacting our special first guest. Want to go to our first line defense kit here now, and we will switch and go to that for a second here. This is Dr. Bill Deagle recording a test for the first line defense kit. This is the compressed main parts of the kit to protect against any airborne pathogen such as avian flu, H5N1, H1N1, and now the SARS alpha strain of coronavirus, which has now spread from China to many countries and caused shutdown of now by February the 1st today all over the world, 2020. And we have, of course, a number of description in this particular family of particular products. Includes the Neutrodyne, which is a plasma iodine. It's a cost of $49.95. These are, by the way, special price here, so you save on it at $199, quite a bit. NIOSH N95 mask, the 2 masks. Nutri Silver, which
set?
Is my monotonic silver.
Ahead. Okay, I'm going to keep you on the speakerphone.
And the tune includes things radionic frequency, so it's very This is Dr. Bill Deagle. I'm now interviewing Greg Fordware, who got his little logo up here of his amazing book, international bestseller, Midnight in Samara, and you have lots of updates. Now, I heard yesterday that you were going to be talking to NPR. Did you get a chance to talk to them or someone else important?
Actually, NPR is going to be tomorrow. So,
but now, today, the only recommendation I give you, because I talked to my wife and my son, who are very smart socially, right. They're called social geniuses. I've got the social IQ of a pet rock, but they're social geniuses, okay?
Okay.
I'm just being funny here. I'm smart in other ways, but I'm not socially smart. And they said, watch out that you don't end up with every information they have twisting it and using it to mock you, because, you see, you're a fountain of information. Even though you've had brain damage from the stroke and you're recovering and you had rendition, I know that you are a super genius. You're up there with me. Okay? And the fact is, they want to take your information because you've been injured. You're very believable, especially all the things you've been through, and you don't let them mock you, in other words.
Right.
Okay. What do you want to say? Give us some updates of what's going on.
Okay. Let me see. I met with a young woman from Minnesota who has, she's a journalist in her own right, and quite knowledgeable, but right now she is being targeted and directed against by the country of Israel. Okay, and of course,
now you got to get the name correct. Now, just a second, I'm going to correct you. Just to make you laugh a little bit too. It's
yes.
Not Israel. It's a real hell. It's a real hell. Do you like that?
Yeah.
Now anybody can say I'm anti-Semitic. We had, by the way, Barbara Honegger on January 9th, and when YouTube got that word, they thought, that's it, we got to ban him. He's calling for violence. No, I have Jewish and Hebrew blood in me, so it's like saying somebody's black is against blacks. No, the state of Israel has done really good things and bad things, just like America, and the state of Israel is right now actually pushing forward to try to actually start some kind of conflict which can get their own citizens in danger of being killed. They don't have missile defense. They pretend they do with Iron Dome and with the THAAD system we gave them, and previously what's called a Patriot, which is freaking useless. I know this because I worked with the guys 26 years ago, and all the guys for years, I know exactly what's going on with their air defense systems, and it doesn't work. Okay, and by the way, if anything is going to work, it'd work in Israel before it even works in America. We are completely defenseless. And Mr. Trump, you're going to listen to me, buddy. Either now or at the judgment seat of God, you're going to listen. And I just got word through my friend Dr. Bob Goldman that they're going to get a special letter through to Trump, and he's going to talk to me, damn it. And I'm not afraid to talk to you, Mr. Trump, because you're a social genius and operating the presidency like you're a WWE contest master or a game host. You're a social genius. You can remember all kinds of people's names and everything they did and all the awards they got. But you don't know anything about lots of other areas, and the people you have around there are either psychotics, globalists, or just plain devils. And the advice you're getting is screwing you up, so you've got to let them control you, or you're going to take your good heart, which I know you have a nice big good heart, and you're going to screw up in America and put the whole world in danger. So your comments, Greg, go ahead.
Well, let me see. First of all, I had breakfast with this gal, and she was absolutely outraged and indignant concerning the Suleiman, okay? Suleimani, General Suleiman, okay? And she was outraged because of that, but also...
Outraged, you mean because they whacked him now?
Yes.
Well,
right.
of course she's outraged. I mean, you make treaties with your enemies, not you make dinner for your friends. How's that?
And so, anyway, we're in the process. She has a genuine, autographed, notarized letter from Mr. Khashoggi. Mr. Adnan Khashoggi?
Right.
Excuse me, Jamal Khashoggi. And even though they're related, I always get them confused. But it turns out that the letter she obtained from him was because they were in regular dialogue. She's a journalist, and so she was in regular communications with Mr. Khashoggi, and he actually sent her a letter stating what he was going to do in terms of going to Washington and stating very clearly how Saudi Arabia was directly responsible and why they were responsible for the attacks which killed 3,000 Americans, splattered 3,000 Americans on the sidewalk in New York,
right.
And how he was aware, because he was part of the royal family, what had been done and who was behind it and who organized the whole situation, including the Bush family.
Right, and you're talking about they were involved with WAC and Khashoggi. Now, why was Khashoggi WAC? Because it looks to me like it's got the fingerprints of MI6 and the CIA we call SAD. Why did they do that? What was going on with Khashoggi that made them decide to whack him? Because I got the impression that from the comments from the prince, the Saudi prince, that he wasn't behind it at all.
Well, of course not. Now, but the thing is this letter, this gal has tried to have it posted, and virtually everybody is dealing with it, with this letter, and this documentation has basically a case of leprosy, all right? They absolutely are refusing to post it.
Right.
Because of terror, because of our own government actually taking retribution on our own citizens, demanding the truth about why 3,000 Americans were died a horrible death and were slaughtered on 9/11.
Right.
Okay. And of course, I have done extensive interviewing on your show, Bill, about the briefing that I received July of 2000, and what was going to happen with the attacks on the WTC, the World Trade Center, and also the attacks at the same day, same time, that were going to be meted out to select targets in the Washington, D.C. area.
Well, you know, I know you're brilliant in numbers, too, because you did that work with William Barnsdale. You actually know how to add and subtract, which means if it was July 2000, that's not after 2001, that's before.
That's correct, right.
So in other words, you had foreknowledge, just like I did in March of 2001, they were going to do 9/11. So did Susan Lindauer in May of 2000, and she got renditioned because she did. She was a CIA operative. And
right.
Even Barbara Honecker had advanced knowledge about this as well. So people need to realize 9/11 and the Patriot Act was present. That's why they were using the Patriot Act to rendition Susan Lindauer even before 9/11 happened. And the Prince of Darkness, Dick Cheney, and his cohorts were all working involved with this, weren't they?
In many more ways than it has come out in the news. All right? Yes, they did know it. And all this nonsense about Dick Cheney being in the bunker of the White House and so forth, what a bunch of nonsense. That's all I can say is nonsense. All right?
Yeah, well, they must think that the average person is stupid like they are. I don't even know how to bah. You know, they say that. You remember that song? It's a Masonic song. I should look it up so I can play it sometime, you know? I learned it as a barbershopper, because I'm a barbershop quartet guy. And I learned it also when I was actually inducted to Phi Rho Sigma 48 years ago, 2 months before I started my first class in medical school. So what people don't understand here is we're dealing with a freaking evil bunch of bastards that think that they can get away with this stuff because we're all just sheep. We're not, you know?
Well, as well as pointed out, too, today, over breakfast, for me is that the country of Israel, all right, and I don't want to hear a bunch of spouting nonsense about how I'm anti-Semitic. Israel, that is my problem.
But you got to understand, it's not that you think of it this way. If you were to take a flesh shield and take your children and cut them up and put them in front of a shield and you're an ancient warrior, and what you did is you took your little girl and little boy and chopped them up in pieces and put them on the front of the shield to scare the crap out of the other enemy to say, I'm such a badass, I'll actually cut up my children and put them on the front of my shield when they come to kill you. Now, did you know in the ancient times they would actually do that? They would take their children before the enemy battle started, and they would sacrifice them in front of the enemy to show them just how viciously they deal with the enemy. And a lot of time the enemy would run like hell, because realizing if you're willing to kill your own kids right in front of us, what will you do to us? Now you got to understand the state of Israel is the same way. These leaders in Israel don't give a crap about the Israeli people, the Muslims, the Jews, the Christians, they could give a crap whether they all die in Israel. They are using Israel like a flesh shield, I call it, and using the name of Jew, which means praiser, and they've perverted Judaism. So now our modern Jews and rabbis study the Sepharad Zion and the Talmud of Babylon. They're actually no different than Saruman the Magnificent. They're wizards. They summon demons. They control the world through casting spells. We're dealing with something that's completely the opposite of what the ancient Jews were. That's why they marched around Jericho and the walls fell. What people need to understand, modern Judaism are the Khazars. They came from the attacks on the Southern Caucasus Mountains to the caravans for thousands of years. My ancestors, great-grandfather and grandmother in the 150 years ago owned the largest caravan in their family for thousands of years. That's my ancestors. They went to China, and they were always attacked by these people from the area of the South Caucasus Mountains called the Land of Gog and Magog. And those Land of Gog and Magog, 9 centuries ago, converted to Judaism, and they run the state of Israel. And the surviving members of people that were converted to Islam that were ancient Hebrews and Jews, they're the Palestinians. Genetically, 87% of them are ancient Hebrews and Jews genetically, but they're now maniac Muslim crazies trying to defend Islam when, in fact, genetically, they're ancient Hebrews and Jews. Everything is what I call bass-ackwards. You like that? Bass-ackwards, yes. Okay?
And there is a large exact note of truth about what you're saying.
Well, not a note of truth, it's the whole truth. I mean, this is my people, okay? My family were involved with the first church in the world, you know, the Syrian church, okay? So I understand what's going on, and I want to correct it. And I want, my mission is first, not to the Ephraimites and the Christians, it's to the Jews. My mission is to save their butt, save their nation, and save their land. But if they don't listen to me and they do stupid stuff like they decide to prosecute a war with Iran, which is stupid, or they decide to build a temple, which is stupid, or they decide to just cordon off the Palestinians in a little territory and disarm them, that's not going to work. This is not going to work. And that's why they had to build a wall, because the Palestinians will blow themselves up rather than be in an open-air prison. People have got to understand what's going on here. This is creating a future disaster. It's like if you kill somebody's brother, his children are going to actually figure out how they're going to become terrorists and kill you or your children. What the hell do we expect? That's why when we take over Afghanistan, these countries, and we go in and out like Iraq and we kill people or their relatives, why do they think we hate their American guts and want to kill us? Because we killed their relatives. Duh. How smart do we have to be? Do we think these people, the countries we go to, are idiots? They're not. They realize America comes doing good works and doing evil works. And we laugh at them when we think all we need to do is they need to be like us Americans and everything will be fine. And Americans are so arrogant and stupid, they think that if we just kind of brought democracy to these countries, it'll fix it. No. They know we bring chaos to their countries, and they're ticked off about it because we killed their relatives. Right?
Yes, that's correct.
And yeah, people don't get it. You know, they want to argue with me. I'm saying, look, if you really wanted to defeat an enemy, a real enemy, you could prosecute it with America's weapons over a weekend. You do not need to have months and years with thousands of dead Americans or people coming back with their legs and arms blown off. Or post-traumatic stress. There's no friggin' need for it, okay? So if I was prosecuting war and we really had a real enemy, whether it's an alien or whatever, I'm a clever enough person, I could develop what we call mosaic or asymmetric technology. The war would be over in 24 to 72 hours. All right? It's not going to be going for months and years, but it's going to degrade the land, kill millions of innocent people, and do all sorts of other crap. War is for the banks, so they can build up this military-industrial intelligence complex and control the world. And we have 700 bases around the world. This is friggin' ridiculous. And we're invading everybody's privacy and trying to think, well, if we just control your territory, that's why they're breaking up the Middle East. It's called balkanization. We balkanize everywhere we go.
As I said on your show, by the way, is that, you know, since the 18th century, since America actually became a military power,
right?
It's safe to say that America has not decisively won a single war and or a single battle.
Well, they don't want to win a war battle. It will end the gravy train. Give you an example. The wife of the former leader of Palestine retired to Paris, and she's got $10 billion in the bank. She was not a great investor. They got this money because they were corrupt, okay, the Palestinians? What was his name, the guy? And by the way, I heard that he died with polonium poisoning, right?
The Russian?
No, you're talking about the guy that was head of Palestine. What was his name? He was... And his wife retired in Paris.
Yes, I remember. I'm sorry, I'll come up with it in a second.
Right. Anyway, yeah, the former leader of Palestine.
He needed a shave, okay? Arafat.
Now, what happened with Arafat, people have to understand, these corrupt buggers, they don't want to stop the gravy train. You know what, families that have one of their family members kill an Israeli, European nations actually pay them more money than 80 to 90% of the people working in Palestine. So if someone in your family, like your son, decides to go kill an Israeli, the family gets more money than if they were working full-time at a really good job. That's nuts. And people think, well, why does the problem not go away? It's like, are you kidding me? It's like the dumb Democrats. They want criminals to come back into the country, and they want us to pay the airfare to bring them back here. And they want them to have full access, and they want to disarm us. As I've said on the show, I have advanced armor-piercing weapons, and I'm building exotic weapons, and I'm going to make sure other people have them. If they want to come and take me away or my family to a civil detention, I'm going to be a secretary for Yeshua Jesus or Allah or Satan himself, and I'm going to arrange an appointment, which means I'm going to kill their sorry asses. Trying to take me away, they're going to die. Now, I want people to understand that. We're not Chinese being hauled off in a truck to be put in medical martial law. You try that crap with us, you're going to be biting the dust, and you're going to be meeting your maker. Now, idiots like Swalwell, who's farting live on TV, and other morons like Nadler, who's picking his nose or falling asleep in the middle of the Senate hearings, or Nancy Pelosi bug eyes, having a little fit, and she's so weak now she can hardly tear the speech of the State of the Union by Trump apart. She should have had a slap across her damn face and be put in prison. Why the hell is she get walking over? Why didn't they arrest her on the spot, tearing up a federal document like that? Why? We tolerate stuff. Why does Trump tolerate MSNBC, I call it MSLSD, and the Criminal News Network doing an actual open coup against the president? If I was advising them, I'd say I'd slap them down and I'd take away their licenses. I'd also go after Mr. Bezos in his Washington Post. Bezos likes to kind of play around. He's actually got a new girlfriend. He's kind of playing away from his wife, who's walking away with billions of dollars because they're splitting up Amazon. Bezos and his paper should be in an orange jumpsuit. He shouldn't be walking around making more billions of dollars. People need to realize we tolerate stuff we shouldn't. One thing about Deagle, I have both Viking, Hebrew, Jewish, Germanic, and McLeod Scottish warrior fighting genes in me. Let me tell you, I am not Mr. Passive. And I want people to understand, if you don't have a backbone and you're not fearless, you're not going to survive the battle. And you got to be prepared for this. You can't be a lazy bugger. You have to be willing to research and check things out. This plague that's going on, I put the latest updates. This is a nation slayer. This is the end time plague that'll force us into medical martial law in America by the summer. By the summer, if it continues growing at 20% compounded per day, we will be in medical martial law by the summer.
Yes, I can see that coming. Now, you know, on a quick note, okay, I'd like to say that, you know, I've been on your show speaking for quite a while now.
Right.
And I can say, yes, me, Frank Gregory, was an intelligence officer. Actually, I specialized in counterintelligence, and the situation was that part of my job was to protect or do what's called force protection
right. In
the Middle East. In other words, save our own people. All right, save our own people. Make sure they didn't get into situations like having IEDs blow up their armored vehicles. You know, things like that.
Right.
Okay. And that is what my job was. Okay. And of course, I was very good at it. That's why our government...
But you know what, even when I got the... You know what I found out from my military types? Because I've been taking care of military for almost 50 years now, right? It really ticks me off when I've taken care of people all the way back from Vietnam and Korea in the Second World War, and I find out that currently we send over young men and women, and they have level 1 body armor that can only stop a 22 caliber bullet, not a high-velocity enemy bullet. We send over vehicles that do not have ID protective depleted uranium plating in it so that it won't blow their friggin' legs off. We don't have sniffers, which we could simply have that could detect bombs miles away. We're not using advanced technology. And then we make deals with the Taliban, so half the contracts to protect our supply lines are actually with our enemy, with the Taliban. We're giving them millions of dollars to just not attack us. It's ridiculous.
One out of $2 going over to Afghanistan, the Middle East, is basically meted out by our corrupt contractors.
And the corrupt contractors are paying these guys off to let them do. And here's what's going on. Some of the largest lithium mines in the world are in Afghanistan, and we are letting the Taliban mine this money and then create weapon money so they have money in banks to buy weapons and all kinds of advanced technology to hurt us and kill us. It's like, are we crazy? What the hell? And we wonder why. And of course, we actually put the Ayatollah Khomeini in the control in Iran when the people were starting to become westernized. I know people old enough that they actually traveled to Iran and some of the places were not only sporting games but also vacations. And until the 70s, when they decided to kind of go into force Wahhabism. People don't understand that this is the same thing with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia was nowhere near as crazy as until the West decided, well, you know, we want to import it in the 1920s to Saudi Arabia, and now we put the Ayatollah and these maniacs into Iran. We wanted to create chaos, and then we were actually funding both sides in the Iran-Iraq war, and then we moved nerve gas in there, VX nerve gas, and no wonder Soleimani wanted to kill us. We killed 1.5 million Iranians, and these are nice people. I know Iranians, okay? They're normal people like you and me, but they're above-average intelligence, very, very family-oriented, very social, decent people. But guess what? We decided to kill the buggers. And, you know, the thing that makes me mad is that because they think, well, just because we're American, we can get away with it. No, you can't. There are human brothers and sisters. Same way, we're tolerating the damn Chinese. I saw one poor woman, frail little woman, being hauled out of her home. And her husband tried to stop her, and these hazmat suit guys beat the shit out of him. Excuse my English. And they grabbed her and shoved her into a truck. And then they beat her up so bad she actually became unconscious with the poor little thing was trying to do there. If I was there, those hazmat officers have their friggin' throats stripped, and I'm strong enough, I can break somebody's bones with my bare hands. I'd be killing some of the buggers. I wouldn't tolerate that crap. Even if they killed me, some of them are going down while I'm going down. And I can tell you right now, if you want a good battle, you chose the wrong boy. In fact, you'd be better off to have the devil after you than Deagle. Let's put it that way.
By the way, Bill, and this is for your listeners, is in my left hand, I'm reviewing my article that is going to the New York Times.
Okay, tell me about your article. I want to hear it, because I think people really understand, you know, like that movie Network. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm almost at the point where I want to take my CNN TV and throw it out the freaking window. I'm so sick and tired of, and even with Trump, he's awarding, oh, it's so great what Xi is doing. No, he's not. Xi is a friggin' emperor maniac, and he's done policies that are killing millions of his own citizens by not recognizing this plague that they released from their own bioweapon lab because they're making a race-specific bioweapon, and they screwed up now like they screwed up in 2003. And now this weapon's out killing millions of their own citizens, and their policy is to grab sick people or people they think are sick when it's already spread. In fact, we now know that this virus can lay dormant up to 24 days in somebody. So if they think getting rid of people that have got a temperature, you know, like an infrared scanner in the airport, or measuring the temperature of people going in and out of buildings is going to stop it, they're delusional. And they're spraying the city with toxic crap, figuring it's going to kill the virus. How stunned are they?
Well, this article that's going to appear in the New York Times
within
the next 72 hours is in response to an intelligence officer by the name of J.D. Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X. And what he says was he was working for, this Maddox was working for the IAEA, okay, International Atomic Energy Commission.
Right.
And, okay, agency, excuse me. But he said that he couldn't find any weapons of mass destruction. And so in other words,
this is a lying piece of human garbage, lying that the WMDs doesn't exist. Is that what he's saying?
Well, yes, but I understand why he couldn't find those weapons of mass destruction, and I'm stating that in my article.
You know, why would he pretend that he's an expert when he doesn't know what he's talking about?
You just narrowed it down to virtually all our politicians in Washington.
You know what? Honestly, these people, this is like when they're giving all their predictions about Biden. Listen, if I did a mini mental status exam on Biden, he'd be in a senior home already. What the hell's he doing in a trooping around? Same thing as Blomberg. This guy is delusional. This guy makes statements over whether it's his Frisk thing and is out there now. And Blomberg's out there with his millions trying to fund all these demon rats, I call them this. Not their Democrats, they're demon rats. So they can totally turn the country into socialist, communist gulag. It's unbelievable what we're tolerating. Why do we tolerate this in America? I have no freaking idea. The thing that aggravates me the most, you know what it aggravates me the most? People don't ask me questions on air, number one. That's why I'm now going back to Genesis where they'll ask me questions, because I got none at CRN and none over at Rents. Number two is young people don't respect me. And damn it, you young people, I'm not like a passive senior citizen. You're again going to talk to me and you're going to challenge me and we're going to have a dialogue here. You don't have to agree with me, but you have to dialogue, because don't pretend that if I disagree with you, I'm some kind of apostate. The young people nowadays don't even have the capacity to think, from what I think. They don't even want to dialogue with somebody that's got wisdom, because we've been through crap, we know stuff, because we're old. We've been through things, and we know what that we're talking about. What I know is young people nowadays don't even have the decency to dialogue with someone that knows better than them, because they think, because they're younger or handsomer or prettier, somehow they think, no, they're better than us, and no, they aren't. George Bernard Shaw made the important statement, wisdom is wasted on the elderly and youth on the young. And the young people nowadays are stupider than hell. It's unbelievable, and they have an attitude like Antifa, if you don't agree with us, you're an apostate. Like somehow their religious or their political point of view is like a religion, and they'll defend it by punching you in the face. Try it with me, buddies. You're going to be sorry cats. How's that?
Well, as I was saying, Bill, and I'm sorry, I was a little bit off the mark. I was reading with my left hand, okay?
Well, read your article. Got to tell us some key points here.
I'm talking to you with my right hand.
Okay, well, go ahead and read the article off so we can hear what you're going to say. I notice all these papers, they're basically leftist papers that want to spin thing or mock at you. That's why I'm warning you, when you talk to the people over at that network you're going to talk about tomorrow, is it tomorrow or Thursday?
Right, NPR.
NPR.
Right.
Yeah, they're a mock network. In other words, they're going to try to take what you have and spin it so that they can soften it. And it's not really that bad. It's like I'm watching these info babes on Fox News talking about the SARS. These women, although they're good-looking, they need to shut up. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. I don't care if they got an MD. Their MD stands for More Dead, More Dough, and Megadeth. How's that? And it stands for, Mega Dorks. These people don't have a clue what the hell they're doing. I don't care if they have an MD. Most of the MDs I've ran into are serial killers, and they're just plain idiots.
Yeah, amen to that. Now,
unfortunately, I don't want to have to say that. After 50 years of being in medicine, I'm disgusted. 2% of my colleagues actually have the guts, brains, and decency to do the right thing. Most of the rest of them just want to chase the dollar. And I say they know 12 procedures, and they're drug salesmen, period. And if they want to prove it to me, let's have a little cage match intellectually with me. But you know what? The last time I had a doctor who thought he was smart enough to interdict needle, he was over 6 foot tall when we started talking, I'm sure, on the phone about vaccines 9 years ago. When I finished, he was shorter than the dwarf on Game of Thrones. Now, if you think you're smart enough to deal with me, come into my cage match, and I'm going to do my intellectual bone saws, scalpels and lasers on you intellectually, and I'm going to chop you up. It's going to be unpleasant, it's going to hurt like hell, and it will leave a mark permanently. And the first mark is, you have cognitive dissonance, and I've got actually a decision tree, I'm sending up an AI decision tree questionnaire that I'm going to put up on my sites. And it's going to ask and determine how many cognitive dissonant stupid ideas you have that are in conflict with each other in your head. Because the number of cognitive dissonant ideas is directly inversely proportional to your curiosity index. You will never be wise unless you're curious enough to empty out your idea of prior, a priori ideas or allow ideas in your head that are directly in conflict with each other. The average person out there believes dozens, if not hundreds, of conflicting ideas on the nature of reality and everything that they live for, and it's no wonder they're depressed, incompetent, or suicidal. It's ridiculous. And our society promotes it by an education system that teaches people, don't question the system, don't question your professors, don't question your parents, don't ask for the real underlying, you would call ultimate truth of anything, and pretend that what everybody else previously decided, whether it's in medicine, law, or whatever, they're all correct. I'm thinking, oh my God, the human race are becoming lemmings. They're being lemmingized. Lemmings. It's ridiculous, right?
Yeah, and now on that thought, I'd like to say for your listeners is this, is I just signed off on my article to the New York Times, all right? It should be...
Oh, you know, okay. Did you send me a copy? Tell me the key points in it.
Right, okay. First of all, what the WMD was in Iraq, okay, where in Iraq this WMD were, and also the bills of lading that were taped to each packing crate.
Well, you even mentioned that. You actually told me where the stuff originated from, what ship took it, what bill of lading, where it was shipped from and to and everything. And you've got a good enough memory now, even though you've recovered from your stroke, you can remember all these important technical tracking details. And so people can't just say, well, you're just delusional. You're making this up. You're a conspiracy theorist. It's like, you know, that term was invented by the CIA to disrespect people that actually have the guts enough to tell the truth. As it's as been said previously, those who seek the truth in a time of tyranny, it's a vile and violent thing to do, isn't it?
As I say, in a time of war, like what we're in right now,
right.
The truth becomes a traitor. Okay.
Oh yeah, you're a traitor to the New World Disorder, I call it.
All right. Well,
yeah, the killing fields, the intellectual killing fields precede the physical killing fields. How's that?
Well, my article is going to appear in the New York Times. Okay, within the next 24 hours, and all your listeners will be able to see exactly.
Now they're not going to be able to call it or kind of just chop out pieces of it they don't like, hey?
Well, as far as I know, they're not going to.
You want to always get that assurance they're not going to do that, because you see, the problem I found all the way from medical school, even before reach, since I was in grade one, I realized that adults don't want to hear somebody raising questions of things that they previously settled. They have their own prior idea. I had an interesting discussion yesterday, giving an example. I had David Dees on, who I like his art, but he's come to believe in a flat earth. I said, we do not live in a snow globe, buddy. And then I said, okay, he wanted to engage me because he wants to convince me on air, because he said this before, about the fact that it's a flat earth. I said, have you ever understood any quantum mechanics? No. Have you ever heard about the Higgs boson? No. Have you understand the nature of the universe and the fact that space-time is curved when you actually have light-curved space-time? And after asking him enough questions, he realized he could tell he was getting to a stammering place where his brain was saying, warning, warning, Bill Deagle's invading your brain with thoughts of truth. You know, the same thing goes with the public. The media right now, we're not doing any service to the public. And when you put this article, I hope to God that they can't chop it up, because all these outlets like New York Times and even the so-called agencies we think are helping us, like the Center for Disease Control and the World Health Organization and Health and Human Services, they're not part of the problem. Prosution, they're part of the problem. These agencies and these networks and these newspapers that have got a big name, they don't want to hear anybody raising issues of what the real problem is, do they?
Well, my summation statement at the end was my book. Okay, and which anybody can read, Midnight in Samara. Okay, and Midnight in Samara, I confirm everything in my article in the book.
Well, that's good, because I know your book is out there now. You know, They need to turn it into a movie. You see, they need to turn this into a miniseries. You know where I would recommend you get it out first, believe it or not? Get it on Fox, that new Fox channel that's online. See if you can get the guys at Fox to actually, you know, take your book and memorialize it and make a kind of narrative, like, you know, Bill, like Brian Kilmeade. He'd be the ideal guy to do it. Get Brian Kilmeade. If you can get in contact with Brian Kilmeade over at Fox, this guy's a historical genius. He's talking about the original history of America, why America is exceptional. Now, because of the way America is structured, it's actually selected people who have come here that genetically are distinct. It doesn't matter what nation, what color skin, where they came from. People have different genes here because they're willing to leave 20 miles from their home. They're willing to try it and to go into a new world. They're willing to adapt to a different culture. That means you're personally responsible. You can't expect nanny state to take care of everything your needs. I would fix things so healthcare is, for example, affordable, and students can write off their debt and so on, and we can actually have survived. But if we have these socialism communists that figure the nanny state, like Bernie Sanders, he looks like an angry Mr. Potato Head thinking, the state will take care of you. No, the state gets out of my way, okay? The state needs to supply infrastructure and get out of the way of citizens. None of us are created equal. I am not an 8-foot-tall basketball player. No one's created equal, right? I got John W. Spring coming in here. Let me see if I can get him here just 1 second. Just stay right there. Okay. John, are you there?
Yes. I just wanted to check. Are we going on it?
Just a second now. Okay. John, are you there? Okay. Swap. John, are you there? Greg, you back?
Yes, I'm still here.
I'm trying to merge these calls here. It says swap and merge. Okay. Are you guys back? Do I have both of you guys on now?
Okay. Should I hang up and let Tomas call me on my...
No. We're not on the network. We're on my video network. So you just stay right there. We're live. So, John, you just stay right there. I'm going to keep you on the phone. Do you want to stay on for a little while, Greg Ford? Greg,
I'm sorry. I had a little trouble hearing.
I'm talking to Greg to see. I'm hoping the call's merged here. Let me see what's going on here. Greg, are you still there? Just a second. Well, that's really weird. I wonder what's going on there. Yeah.
This is John. I'm here.
Okay, just a second. I'm going to call you right back because I'm having trouble with my phone here. It's not merging properly. I will call you back in just a minute, okay? Just wait a second here.
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah, hi. My phone didn't properly merge. I don't know what happened there. Maybe they're messing with it. Anyway, I'm going to my next hour guest. Do you want me to give you a call after the show at 3 o'clock Pacific?
Okay. Yeah, I should be able to. I'm busy sending my statements off to the New York Times right now.
Okay, you do that. I'll give you a call after 3 o'clock. Okay, and we'll do some more video. Okay.
And by the way, Patricia Hamilton wants to be on your show, and she's convinced that Midnight Samara should be on the reading list of virtually every university. And especially law school.
You know what I would recommend you do? I just got a brilliant one of those visions from God. Why don't you send a copy of your book sent by the bookseller to all the senators and the president and his staff, a copy of each one of them, all the staff, the president himself and his wife Ivanka, and Jared Kushner, the entire family should get a copy, as well as all the senators, the Republican senators. There's no point in giving to the Democrats. They don't know how to read. We give it to all, okay? But I would say get the bookseller to say, look, hey, this is worthwhile doing. That means only a couple hundred, you know, maybe 100 copies, but send it to all the Republican senators and the Trump family, everybody, especially POTUS. Give him 2 copies. So he's got one in Mar-a-Lago and one in his White House. How's that?
Very good idea. All right?
Yeah, and get him read. And by the way, get somebody to follow up to make sure they read it. Anyway, I gotta run. I'm gonna call you back in about an hour or so. But I gotta get my next hour guest on.
Very best to all you listeners.
Yeah, you bet. You take care. We'll have you back here in about an hour or so. Okay, take care. Bye.
You too.
Okay, bye. Yes, so we're going to go to hour number 3 here shortly. We'll be getting